Welcome to Delta Panthers Basketball, live from the Panther Den at Delta High School. I'm Mark Canner. Delta Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer is your State Farm Insurance agent, trusted. And you're going to want to contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 to get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. It's senior night, and oh, what a night, as the Panthers welcome the Palisade Bulldogs to town. So, just pause here while they get ready for the national anthem. We'll give you that, and then get back to the pregame. So, Delta, coming off of a hard-fought, relatively low-scoring victory over Fruita on Tuesday, 39-34. Erica Kuda took over the game late, ending with 12 points, 8 boards, 1 assist, and 2 steals. Shot was also 75% from the charity stripe. The Bulldogs come in tonight at 3-15 and off a 69-19 loss to Central on Tuesday. The Palisades squad is fairly young with only 2 seniors. They're led by junior Ella Steele, who averages 7 points and 6 rebounds a game. She's usually helped out by the Bulldogs' leading scorer, freshman Addie Ritterbush, who also averages 7 points a game, but I was informed that Ritterbush will not be suiting up tonight. So take a look at the lineups now for both squads, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com and stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you, by Hellman Motor Company. Non-starters for the Panthers, 00 Anaya Tohig, number 2 Aubrey Frazier, number 4 Bailey Wilson, number 11 Kylie Huff, number 12 Taylor Summers, number 13 Breezy Huff, number 14 Tatum Miller, and number 24 Braden Alberg. Because it's senior night, these seniors will be in the starting lineup, all of them. starting with number 1, Erica Kuda, number 3, Kaylin Porter, number 5, Kayla Geyer, and the lone non-senior, number 10, Ellie Ames, and Taylor Smith, number 20, will be returning from injury tonight to the lineup to play and start here for senior night. Non-starters for the Panthers, number 14, Lily Kolish, number 15, Amari Maestas, number 21, Lorna Lancaster, number 33, Delaney Wright, number 35, Adora Cameron, number 43, Isla Graham, number 50, Braylee McCaskill. The starters for Palisade will be number 4, Gabriella Yanowich, number 11, Chloe Steiner, number 13, Ella Steele, number 23, Tyra Birch, and number 31, Ember Hopkins. So, Taya Smith getting a huge ovation as she is introduced to the starting lineup and introduced for the first time this season. Tip-off on the way, brought to you by Jockey's Time. Jockey's Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. What you go to for a quick, delicious meal? Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Have that for dinner again tonight. Green chili pork burrito. One of the items that is $2.42 this week for their 42nd anniversary. Kelly Ames is going to be tipping it for Delta, as is Hopkins. Delta controls the tip. They get it up ahead to Porter. Porter to travel and a turnover by Delta. The Palisade with the ball, wearing their road maroon uniforms. That ain't in creation. Three ball. No good by Simons. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Palisade maintains possession. Delta wearing their white unis with the green numbers. Inbound goes to Hopkins. Now, Palisade going to work it around the perimeter over to Simons. Now they try to get it inside. That ball swatted out of bounds by Kuda. Yanowich with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. It goes inside to Hopkins. Now they try to get it back out. Little trap and then almost throw it away, but it's picked up by Birch. Birch now in the paint, and she'll throw that one away. Ames with the steal over to Geyer. Geyer to Smith. Around the perimeter now, Porter. Porter to Smith. Taya over to Ames. Ames to Porter, right side, and increases three ball, no good. Rebound, Palisade. Hopkins outlets it to Birch. Birch at the top of the key. Tries to work it inside to Steele. They kick it back out now around the perimeter. Yanowich on the left side. Inside to Hopkins. Shot blocked by Kuda. Felt to the other way, right to left. And Palisade left to right right now. Ames at the free throw line. Stop. Delta's on the Sunflower Room scoreboard to zip after that. Jumper from Ames. Simons works it underneath, now kicks it out. Shot no good. Rebound Geyer. Ames, Takuda in the paint. She'll go to the hoop, draw the harm. Heads to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratman, 3-Max Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman and 3-Max Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Shakuta misses the first, but he'll get the second. That's Erica's first point of the game. And Birch will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Birch over to Yanowich. Yanowich right side. They work it inside to Steele. And she'll have the hoop and the harm. Jenny got to relax with Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Shots no good by Steele. Palisade going to force a chocolate time jump ball and have possession. Scotty Steele machine inbound goes to Yanowich in the right corner, out to Steele. Steele to Simons, A&M Creations, three balls no good. Rebound by Palisade, and it's Birch in the paint to Steele. Steele's going to be called for the charge as she puts her shoulder into Ellie Ames. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Delaney Wright will check into the game for the Bulldogs. Porter for the Panthers to Smith. Smith in the elbow at the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound, Kuda. Kuda, put back. Good. Eric has got three. Birch, top of the key, looking for a screen. Now gets it over to Yanowich. Yanowich around. Now they try to work it inside. This one's going to go out of bounds off of Simons. Turn over to Delta. 5:27 left in the first. Delta leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter to Smith on the left side. Back to Porter at the top. Now lob inside to Ames. Ames going to lose possession. I think she was trying to get that to Erica underneath, but she kind of ended up being sandwiched between two players, and it deflected the pass there. Birch inside to right back out now on the perimeter. Yanowich right side. They work it in to Steele. Excuse me, that's Hopkins. She'll be fouled as she goes for the shot, and she'll go to the line for two. A couple of Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Kuda picks up her first. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel Machine. So Hopkins makes them both. 1 point advantage for Delta, 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames with the basketball on the right side. Ames gets it inside out to Geyer. Now back out to Porter. Ames on the right side. Ames will bring it back to her left. Ames at the top. Now still moving to left. Bob pass to Smith. Taya. Good pass. Porter now inside to Kuda. Shot no good. Rebound. Excuse me, that was Geyer. Rebound by Kuda. Kuda found on the putback. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. A&M Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Kuda going to make them both, and it's 7-4 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Birch with the basketball for Palisade over to Yanowich. Yanowich on the right elbow. Now, Yanowich, and pass went to Kolich at the top of the key. Back to Yanowich, and Yanowich going to be called for the travel. 4:25 left in the first. Smith with the basketball for the Panthers. Porter around the perimeter to Ames. Shot no good. Rebound Palisade. Birch now with the basketball. Birch over to Yanowich on the right side. Yanowich gets it back out to Birch. Porter's going to come up with a loose ball. She'll stop. And now give to Kuda, who finishes through the lane. Can't get it to go. And a foul called on Palisade. It'll be called on Hopkins. So Kuda to the line for a couple more. Greg and Kristen Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Hold on, said Coach Deanna Larson with some questions about that call. Getting some clarification from one of the officials here. Kudus will miss the first shot as it rattles in and out. And Grand Mesa substitute, Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Bulldogs is Lorna Lancaster into the game. And there seems to be a little bit of question here on the substitution. I don't know what's going on as Deanne Larson's still talking to the officials. And so now we have the official full attention on the game. Kuda will attempt her second free throw. Looks good. Erica with six. Delta with an 8-4 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, less than 4 here in the first. Lancaster has it stolen by Porter, and she's going to be called for the double dribble. Scotty Steel Machine inbound for the Bulldogs. It'll go to Lancaster. Lancaster top of the key. Now to her right and Birch. A&M Creations three balls, no good. That's a rebound by Haynes. Back on the other end now. Ellie baseline to Kuda. Good. Getting forward Delta lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little less than 3.5 now in the first. Lancaster inside to Hopkins. Hopkins will get it to go off the glass. Kyle Crowder, Delta's head coach, looking for a call there, maybe a double dribble. Not getting it. Ames to Smith. Smith out to Ames. They work it inside to Kuda underneath. Turn around jumper is good. Headed to the timeout for the Bulldogs. We too will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Welcome back to the Panther Den at Delta High School. I'm Mark Cantor. 2:53 left in the first quarter. Delta leads 12-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Erica Kuda leading the way on senior night. She's got 10 points, 3 boards unofficially. So it looks like we're going to have some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Panthers, as Auburn, Summers, Frazier, Miller, and Kylie Huff will be on the court. So full line change for the Panthers. Birch kicks the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Birch across midcourt. Birch to the right. Guarded by Miller. They try to work it inside the Lancaster. She's going to have it stolen by Summers. Summers up ahead to Huff. Bullet pass to Miller, now into the paint, and Frazier, Aubrey gets the couple, it's 14-6. Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Palisade trying to work it in the paint. Taco time jump ball called for. Delta will have possession. A little pressure now from the Bulldogs. Ball comes loose, and we'll have another taco time jump ball. And Palisade will get the possession right back. Birch at the top of the key. Over to Yanowich on the right side. Yanowich. And now they work it inside to right. And she'll be called for a travel. and she gets into trouble there between Summers and Frazier. Little 2-2-1 zone pressure from the Bulldogs. Delta brings it across midcourt. That's up. Hop has it bounce away from her, and she'll just lose possession, and it goes out of bounds. Chloe Simons back on the court for Palisade. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 2:04 left in the first. Delta lead 14-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Birch, top of the key. Over to Lancaster. They work it, try to work it baseline to Lily Kolich, and it was behind her. Gets her hands on it, but it's going to go out of bounds. Still 2-2-1 pressure from the Bulldogs. Hoff to Frazier. Frazier will now dribble, gets it to Hoff. Kylie to Summers, inside to Allbird. Allbird has it knocked away. And now transition, Chloe Simons with the easy bucket. And it's a 6-point advantage for Delta. Hoff going to be called for the travel. Pulled her pivot foot as she picked up her dribble. Caddy steel machine inbound for the Bulldogs. It goes to Birch. Less than 90 now in the first. They work it inside to Rice. They're going to turn it over. Summers up ahead to Allbird. Allbird stops inside to Summers. Summers one dribble now underneath to Frazier. Can't get it to go off the glass, but she's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratton and rematch Mountain West free throws. So the first one from Aubrey, no good off the front iron there. But she'll get the second. Aubrey has three now in the game unofficially. Lancaster going to have it stolen by Hoff. Hoff, stop, stop, can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball, baseline. Hoff came up with her own rebound. Summers puts it back up. It's no good. Still loose ball again. And we'll have a soccer time jump ball called for. Delta with possession. Hoff gets it in underneath to Frazier. Shot's no good. Rebound Summers. Put back is no good. And the Bulldogs come up with the basketball. Loose ball on the other end. Picked up by Rice. And she goes high off the glass for two. 15-10 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller gives it up on the other end for Delta. Palisade now. That looked like a travel, but it wasn't called. And now the Bulldogs within three. Summers along the right side to Allbird. Allbird going to be hammered by Hopkins. As she was looking to drive, that'll be Hopkins. First foul, 16 foul. Make it the second foul on Hopkins. 16 foul for the Bulldogs. Delta with only two. 16 seconds left in the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Braley McCaskill into the game. They work it into the corner. Now Huff back underneath. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Palisade. That's a carry. Simons got it up over her shoulder. Couldn't bring it back down. 9.4 seconds left in the first. Delta lead 15-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Huff with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Summers, top of the key. Summers moves to her right. Now back to Huff. Huff in the paint. Tries to get it underneath. Loose ball. Summers picks it up. Shot no good. And the ball will remain loose as the buzzer sounds. Delta opened up a pretty good lead, as many as 8 points in the first. Now it's only a 3-point lead, 15-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Think Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So as I mentioned, Delta had as many as an 8-point lead. It's now 3-15-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we get ready to start the second quarter of action here on Senior Night in Delta. Cuda Ames, Porter, Miller, and Frazier on the floor for Delta to start the second quarter. Delta's normal starting five. McCaskill drops it off to Kolich. And Kolich going to throw it away, trying to get out of the corner where she was strapped, and it'll be an over and back call on the Bulldogs. Porter with the basketball over to Miller. Miller works it inside to Tuda. Short jumper, good. And that Erica's got 12. McCaskill. One dribble, picks it up. Now over to Kolich. They try to work it inside. Danovich has her shot blocked by Tuda. Tuda might be taking it. Nope, she'll drop it off to Porter. Porter will miss the jumper. Tuda gets the rebound. Dribbles out. Back out to Ames. Now Miller underneath to Frazier. Frazier works it to Tuda. Tuda has it knocked away. Delta gets the ball back. Porter into Tuda. Tuda. Jumper no good as it rims in and out. Palisade back on the other end. They work it into right. Down to the left corner. And this one's going to go out of bounds off of Porter. It'll be Kolich who threw it off of Porter's foot. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Simon and Steele back into the game for the Bulldogs. Lob pass to McCaskill. Now it'll be Kolich at the top. Now they work it inside to Steele. She has it knocked away by Kuda. Miller back on the left side on the other end. Back out to Porter. Porter aims at the top. Ames moves to her right. Now Porter in the right corner. Into Kuda. Turnaround jumper. Good. Delta definitely has a formula here tonight, and it's work it in underneath to Kuda for the short turnaround jumper. It's there all night long. As Palisade tries to work this underneath to Steele, and ball will sail out of bounds. Birch back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Porter to bring it up for the Panthers. Ames back to Porter at the top. Around to Miller. Spots up A&M creation on main three ball. No good. Out of bounds off of Palisade. Porter, Ames. Ames moves to her left, back to the top, now back right. Long pass to Frazier, now Porter at the top, Ames right side. Ames goes baseline, kicks it out to Kuda in the paint. And I think Kuda's now got 16 points unofficially on the game. They work it inside the Steele, do the Bulldogs. Steele going to be called for the travel as she tries to get between Kuda and Frazier. Grant Mason Motorsports substitution for Delta, Smith and Dyer into the game. 2-2-1 pressure from the Bulldogs as Kuda has her pass knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It's going to be out off of McCaskill. Smith with the ball for Delta to Geyer at the top. Geyer to Smith. Inside to Frazier. Frazier, a couple of dribbles. Now back out on the perimeter. Porter, top of the key, moves to her right. In traffic. Now gets it around the perimeter. Smith spots up inside. Yep! Taya Smith, a fixture on this basketball team last year, has not played a single game this season as a Taco Time jump ball is called for. Down on Palisades end, Delta will have possession.
So as a senior, this game very important for her, as it's her first time to see the hardwood this season. Delta works it underneath to Frazier. Frazier dribbles it back out. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Yanovich. And Delta will have possession. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Palisade. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. This is DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Delta's opened up the lead once again. It's 11-22-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4:48 left in the first half. So it'll be Kuda, Summers, Smith, Porter, and Geyer on the floor for Delta. Scotty Steele missing inbound goes to Porter, back to Smith. Smith works it in, then throws it away. It's going to be picked up by Yanovich in transition. Easy bucket for her. More 2-2-1 pressure. Geyer gets it now back to Porter. Smith on the left side. Smith to Porter. Trying to work it underneath. She'll go back out now around the perimeter. Geyer just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound Porter. Looks like she might have been fouled. No call. But Geyer finds the loose ball and lays it in for two. Yanovich, left side, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Birch. Birch now around the perimeter into the hands of Kolich. No good. Summers with the rebound. Kuda will get the ball up ahead and she'll score her 18th point of the game. McCaskill moves to her left. She's at the top, now back right. Over to Yanovich. Yanovich, they try to work it inside. And Smith comes up with the steal. Over to Porter. Porter to Kuda. Kuda from the free throw line. Jumper, no good. Rebound Summers with the putback. That's Taylor's first 2 points of the game. Underneath to Steele, and the Bulldogs get the bucket. 29-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:07 left in the half. Smith to Porter. Porter looks to drive. Tries to get it inside to Summers. And a foul. Nope, they're going to call Summers for traveling. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. It's going to be Hopkins for the Bulldogs. We'll get Allbird, Kylie Huff. And Tatum Miller for the Panthers. Birch brings it up for the Bulldogs. Birch over to McCaskill. McCaskill dribbles to her right. In traffic. She's trapped there. Now gets it over to Birch. They work it inside to Hopkins. Now back out. Kolich going to be called for the travel, I believe. And we'll have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound from the bench side of the court. Delta works it inside to Summers. Summers has it knocked away. Now she gets it back. Now out to Miller. Now inside to Summers. Summers can't get the runner to go. Rebound. Summers. Put back. Good. 4 points for Taylor. She also has four boards unofficially tonight. Birch for the Bulldogs gets the screen. Works it inside to Steele. Back out to McCaskill. McCaskill to Kolich. Kolich almost has this one knocked away. Hopkins will be called for the travel, as Hopkins actually fell to the court. Coach Cal Crowder with a few words for the official before the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Kuda ends up with it up ahead to Summers. Summers tries to get it underneath, and Hopkins is going to steal it. McCaskill up ahead to Birch. Birch Lobs it. Summer's going to knock that one away at out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. It'll be Kohick, Breezy Huff, and Wilson into the game for Delta. Got a steel machine inbound, goes to Kolich. Kolich to her right, guarded by Wilson. Kolich picks up her dribble. Long skip pass to McCaskill, now back to Birch at the top. Over to Kolich on the right side. She'll got up for an 8-3 three ball. No good off the back iron. Rebound Kylie Huff. So Kylie will bring it up. Over to Wilson. Wilson to Allberg. Allberg, little ball fit, kicks it back out to Wilson. Wilson to Kohick on the right side. Kohick into Breezy. Now out to Wilson. Wilson, 10-foot is good. 33-16 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, just about 60 seconds left in the half. McCaskill, right side to Birch. Now back to McCaskill on the right. McCaskill dribbles out, picks up her dribble, tries to work it inside the steel, steel in the paint. Going to have it knocked away by Kohit. Anaya picks it up. Inside the paint, Huff. Kylie trying to get into her sister Breezy. It'll be a loose ball and out of bounds off of Delta. Delaney right back in for the Bulldogs. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 37 seconds left in the half. Delta leads 32-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Steele gets it ahead underneath to right. Shot no good. Rebound Delta. Breezy Huff to Wilson on the outside. Wilson over to Kohick. Kohick, 16-footer's good. Shania's first 2 points of the contest. Birch over to McCaskill. McCaskill to Birch. Over to Hopkins. A showdown to A&M Creation three ball. Wilson ahead to Hopkins. That's how the first half is going to end. Delta leads 35-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So we'll take a break. Try to get a word with boys assistant coach Matt Hamm. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Greenack Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Bob Canner back with you here, and I've Got boys head coach Rob Ames with me here at halftime of the girls game. And coach, special night for your team. Got senior night tonight. Why don't we start off talking about this senior class?
Group of seniors. We're really excited. Nate Charn Horse gets to come in. He hasn't heard to play in live action, but he gets a warm up and we get to introduce him. Love him tonight. We're proud of him. We're proud of all these seniors, how they put the team first all the time. That's the kind of people they are, and those are the kind of people that we're going to be with.
Talking about the team, it's a real team effort out there. You've got a lot of role players on this team, and the seniors have kind of bought in. Obviously, everybody's bought into this, and I mean that starts with the senior leadership, and everybody's accepted their role and actually played really well this season.
I think you said it right. They're just a selfless group of men, and everybody else has just followed their lead.
About Palisade here tonight, a pretty good Palisade team. We're going to match up really well, I think. The boys, you know, even coming off that loss of Fruta, I think, they're getting fine for the last two games of the regular season here and looking ahead to district. How does a game like this against a pretty good Palisade team help us down the line here in the near future?
We're just trying to stress the habits that we've been trying to support all year long. We're going to play hard. We're going to have to earn every bucket because they're going to guard the daylight side of us, and we want to be ready for that. But we're just excited for the challenge. Just everything can sharpen us.
Iron sharpens iron. You and I have talked about it a lot this season. Rob, thanks. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Boys head coach Rob Ames there. That interview brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. We'll take another break, and when we come back, I'll have some push-up stats for you here as the girls lead at halftime, 35-19 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Quick Service Mexican Restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or stop by 75th Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Turkey Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowton Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dick nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Fire Speak State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8685. Just 2 days will all be Delta 8 Hardware has been in business since 1915. Delta 8 Hardware is one of the most generous providers to the one stop everything shop. Let the help of the Delta 8 Hardware help you with your debt. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Cannon back with you at as we wind down halftime, taking a look at the first half stats. Pretty much all Erica Kuda. She's got 18 points, 4 boards, and a steal. Aubrey Fraser's got 3 points. Taylor Summers got 4 points and 4 boards, also has a steal. Daly Wilson, 2 points and a rebound. Kayla Geyer, 2 points. Ellie Ames, 2 points, a rebound, 2 assists, and a steal. So the Bulldogs will have possession to start the second half. Delta leads 35-19. Delta basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Batty steel machine inbound. Goes to Birch. Like the starters are on the court for both teams. Birch over to Simons. A&M Creations three ball no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Bulldogs, and Delta will have possession. Lob up ahead to Smith. Smith to Ames. Ames tries to get it underneath to Geyer. It's going to go off of Kayla's fingertips and out of bounds. Birch will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Birch at the top. Over to Hopkins. Now they try to work it inside the right. Right's going to lose the ball. Loose ball. Fight for it. Now, Taco time jump ball being called. It'll be Delta possession. Two-two-one pressure, zone pressure from the Bulldogs. They try to work it ahead to Kuda. Hopkins going to steal it, and then Kuda going to knock it out of bounds on the other end. Gabby Steel machine inbound. Going to be intercepted. She's all alone on the other end. Delta moving left to right now, and the lay-in's good. That's Kay Lynn's first 2 points here. She's a senior. She deserves to score on senior night. Birch over to Hopkins. Hopkins long skip pass to Simons. Simons had a hard time coming down with that pass. Tries to get it over to Birch, and it'll be knocked out of bounds by Porter. Simons with the Dowdy Steel machine inbound goes to Hopkins at the top. Hopkins swings it around to Birch on the left side. Birch gets just inside the paint. The jumper will be good. 37-21 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kuda going to bring it up for the Panthers. Kuda dishes underneath to Geyer. Erica now distributing. Geyer's got 4 on the afternoon. Or evening, as the case may be. Birch with the ball for the Bulldogs. They try to work it in the paint to steal. Now underneath to right, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Palisade basketball. Dowdy Steel machine inbound. And they're going to say Palisade took too long to inbound, and it's a turnover to Delta. Actually, they're going to call a foul on Steele. So that'll be her third. Smith underneath to Kuda. Kuda
a little one-hander underneath the basket. And Eric has got 20. Around the perimeter, now they try to work it in the paint. The Bulldog falls on the floor. Taco time jump ball called as Kaylin Porter was down there with Amber Hopkins. Palisade will have possession. Lob inbound goes to right. Now they try to work it back underneath, and it's going to go out of bounds underneath the basket as Hopkins was trying to save it. Two-two-one zone pressure again from the Bulldogs. Delta easily gets it up now underneath, or excuse me, in the paint to Kuda. And Eric has got 22. Janowicz works it up ahead to Hopkins, who gets into traffic and travels. Ames with the ball for the Panthers. Ames over to Porter on the right side. Porter underneath the Tuda in the paint. Baby hook, no good. Rebound Palisade. Hopkins up ahead to Birch. Birch on the left side in traffic. Gets it back out to Simons. A&M creations free ball, no good. Turns into a pass underneath as Hopkins comes up with the rebound. Tuda, but her putback no good. Tuda gets it back. Gets it ahead to Ames, who misses the jumper from the free throw line. Palisade, once again with the basketball. Janowicz jumps stop, and a foul going to be called. I believe this will be on Geyer. This will send Janowicz to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratton. Fremax Mountain West free throw. Greg and Christy Stratton with Fremax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today. For your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-2074. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware is at 121 West Denison River Drive. Truly, your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Janowicz going to drop them both. And Delta leads by 20, 43-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Entire line change for Delta as they get some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions in there. Frazier to Miller. Miller now to Kylie Huff at the top of the key. Huff to Allbird. Allbird to Frazier. Frazier at the top over to Summers. Summers. Allbird on the left side. Allbird to Summers, who's cutting. She's in the lane. Runner is no good. Rebound Kylie Huff. Put back no good, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Miller. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound by the Bulldogs. Birch at the top of the key. They work it around the perimeter to Kolisch. Back to Janowicz at the top. Now Maestas to Kolisch. Kolisch, long range and integration three ball, no good. Rebound by Palisade. They work it over to Janowicz. Shot no good. And a rebound by, I think that's Allbird. Braden was fouled. And Delta will have the basketball. Second team foul for the Bulldogs. Third for Hopton. Huff in the lane. Can't get it to go. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Palisade, though. Delta inbound underneath their own basket. Tries to get it underneath to Frazier. And Frazier going to be called for the over and back. Not a lot you can do to help that. Breezy Huff checks into the game for Delta. Delta Janowicz over to Maestas. Maestas inside to Hopkins. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Janowicz from the free throw line. It's no good. Loose ball. Frazier comes up with the rebound that time. Now Delta with the basketball. Hop. That's Kylie. Cross half court. Over to, that was Summers to Hop. Now Kylie in the paint. One-hander, no good. Rebound by Summers. Put back, no good. And she'll be fouled. Delta going to call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Actually, I don't think the foul was called there. Delta Cabinet Company with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Taco Chai is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chai, 707 Main in Delta. So it'll be Bulldog ball coming out of the timeout. Daddy Steel Machine. Inbound goes to Kolich. That's Janowicz. Moves to her right. Now they try to work it inside to Hopkins. She'll lose the ball, get it back out. Now, Kolich misses the shot. Scrum for the loose ball underneath and a foul. Going to be called. Looks like it's going to go against Palisade. It'll be on Hopkins. That's her fourth. Third team foul on Palisade. Ellis Field back into the game for the Bulldogs. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. We're going to get some 1-2-2 man pressure here as Delta tries to get it in. Tatum Miller going to end up with the ball. She's at the top of the key. Around to Huff. Kylie. Kylie steps back toward midcourt. Looking now over to Breezy. Breezy will dribble in the lane. Now kicks it back out to Frazier. Frazier over to Kylie Huff. Kylie back to the top. Now Breezy up. Breezy got a dribble drive in the lane. Runner no good. Rebound Delta. Summer shot's going to be blocked. And Palisade will have the basketball. They get it over to Janowicz. Ball fake. Now passes inside. Breezy. Huff. Two, one on two. Over to Kylie. Shot no good. Rebound Breezy. Put back no good. But she's going to go to the line for two. Brianna Breezy Huff headed to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Two or three owned if you use the shop safe and buy for Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget. Plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Huff makes the first. And the second. And that'll be Breezy's first 2 points. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Anaya Kohick into the game for Delta, as is Bailey Lopez. Janowicz dribbles into a trap in the right corner. They work it inside to right. Shot no good. Delta with the rebound up ahead to Kohick. Kohick on the baseline. Now Summers in the paint. Back out to Anaya. Kohick can't get it to go. Rebound Palisade. Out to Steele up front. Steele. Transition layup, good. 120 left in the third, double 47-25. from the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Travel called from Summers as she brings it across the timeline. Braden Allberg back into the game for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Wilson going to steal the inbound pass. Puts it up. No foul called on the contact. Delta's going to come up with the rebound. Now Summers in the paint shot. No good. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Five seconds left in the third. Birch with the basketball. Birch. They work it inside to right. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound steal. Loose ball now. Ballafade's going to get it back. It's going to be Solich at the top. Loose to her right. Aiden traces three ball, no good. Rebound by Wright. The putback, good. 42 seconds left in the third. Summers going to be called for the travel. As she is starting to move and walk before dribbling that basketball. Birch over to Maestas. They try to work it underneath. Wright kicks it back out to Maestas. Long skip pass to Kolich. Kolich back to Birch at the top. 22 seconds. Birch spots up. And increases three ball. No good. Rebound. Palisade. Kolich to steal. Steal. And have it knocked out of bounds by Wilson. Palisade will maintain possession with 12.8 seconds left. Saudi steel machine inbound. They get it to right. Now back to Solich at the top of the key. And in creation, three ball, no good. Foul going to be called on right. Delta will have the ball with 5.7 seconds left. Be the third foul on right. Inbound goes to Summers with 5 seconds left. Summers to Huff. Huff's going to need to muscle this at the buzzer. Shot's no good. At the end of three, Delta with a 20-point advantage, 47-27 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax? With Stacey Shinicki at the Sunflower Room, melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Shinicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryan's State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryan's State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today. For all your personal and business insurance needs, Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Panthers with the basketball to start this final stanza here in the Panther Den. Ames with the basketball to Kuda. It'll be Kuda, Ames, Miller, Frazier, and Porter on the floor for the Panthers. Kuda kicks it out to Porter, A&M creates three ball. No good. Rebound by Palisade. It'll be Kolich to bring it up. That pass is going to be stolen by Porter, and she's going to travel. Kaylin just gets her forward momentum going so hard that when she pulls up her dribble, she cannot stop herself from moving. As Kolich will drain a wide-open Ann Grayson three ball. Ames brings it up for the Panthers. Ames loses the handle. And a steal by Palisade. Ames gets it back. Now into the hands and we'll have a foul called. Looks like it goes out of bounds on Delta. And Tara Smith will check back into the game for the Panthers. Birch with the basketball brings it up for the Panthers. Almost poked loose by Miller. She gets it over to Kolich. And in Jason's three ball, no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Short jumper by Birch, no good. Rebound Kuda.
Cuda with six boards unofficially on the game. Over to Porter. Tried to work it underneath to Cuda. Going to go out of bounds off of Palisade. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Kylie Huff back into the game for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound, going to be knocked out of bounds by Palisade. First with the slot. Delta leads 47-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miller with the basketball for the Panthers. Over to Ames. Ames on the right elbow. Ames to Miller. Miller. Ames. Ames. In the side of the arc now in the paint. And top shot, no good. Rebound, Bulldogs, but Miller's going to steal it. And they're going to call a foul. Foul going to be called on Steele. That'll be her fourth. Dowdy Steel Machine. Excuse me. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Hopkins into the game. Erica Kuda in the line for two. Greg and Sister Sutton and Renax Mountain West free throws. Oh, never mind. Delta with the inbound. Not sure what I'm talking about. If the shot's no good, and Palisades is going to come up with the rebound. Ball gets knocked loose by Miller, but Palisades is going to get it back. Birch works it underneath to Hopkins. Can't get it to go over Cuda and off the glass. Smith comes up with the rebound up ahead to Miller off the glass. It's good. That's Tatum's first 2 points of the game. Delta with the steal on the inbound. Kylie Huff to Cuda. Cuda stops, top free throw line. No good. Rebound. Palisade. Bulldogs trying to get it up the court now. It's going to be Maestas up ahead to Kolich. Kolich to Birch. Birch puts the ball on the floor. Gets it over to Kolich on the left side. They work it into Hopkins. Hopkins off the glass is good. Aims to bring it up for the Panthers. Over to Huff. Huff to Cuda in the paint and a foul. Going to be called. Eric is going to go to the line for 1-1. As this is going to be Hopkins' fifth. They called Erica for the charge. My gosh. That'll be Erica's second. 5:30 left in the game. Delta leads 49-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That's a foul as Hopkins tries to set a screen and hammer fist Miller in the back. Kolich shot no good from just inside the arc, and Ames will come up with the rebound. Ames up ahead to Cuda. It's a little too far. It's going to go out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Simons will be back into the game for the Bulldogs. Birch to Simons. Back to Birch. Birch. Back to Simons on the right side. Simons spins, runs into Cuda, has the ball stolen by Miller. And now Ames at the top of the key over to Smith. Smith inside to Huff. Huff can't get it to go. Rebound Bulldogs. And that's a travel. Not called. Birch. Working on Huff, or Huff working on Birch, however you want to look at it. Kolich almost has it stolen, but gets it back. Kolich, left corner to Birch. And Smith is going to be called for a foul. It'll send, it looks like Birch to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Renax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel Machines. Birch makes the first, misses the second. Rebound Palisade underneath to right. Shot no good. Cuda comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Miller,
And Miller's down on the floor. She may have hit her face, but she'll get back up. And Tatum will go to the line for an and one. As the Panthers just subbed out for Miller on the injury. I think she's got a little blood on her face, so Porter will come in and shoot the and one for Tatum. She got it. Actually, I think they're going to say the foul was on the floor and it was one and one. As Porter misses the shot and it's going to be gathered in by Delta. Kuda can't get it to go. It looked like she was fouled, but it wasn't called. Palisade comes up with the rebound. Birch with the basketball. And a foul going to be called on, is that on Hopkins? It is. That's going to be her fifth. So Hopkins' night is over as Ella Steele, who has four fouls, will step back in for her. Delta will have the ball. Daddy Steele machine inbound, going to go to Smith, Taya, across the time strike. Taya over to Kuda. Kuda inside to a cutting guy or back out to Porter. Now Kuda. Foot was on the line, shot no good. A rebound, Hummers over to Smith and Tatum. Excuse me, Taya's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line for one and one. And looks like Maestas is going to be called for the foul there. Smith misses the front end, rebound Palisade. Foul actually called on Kolich. It'll be her first. The Bulldogs have it in the corner. Now that will be knocked out of bounds by Porter. Bulldogs with the basketball. As it looks like Simons drives the lane, can't get the left-handed lay-in, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Palisade. Smith back to Porter. Porter up ahead to Geyer. Geyer to Porter. Porter on the right side. Now Smith. Porter at the top. Geyer left elbow back to Porter. Porter, Smith, right side. 3 minutes left in the game. Over to Geyer. Geyer with the lay-in. And Taylor's got six. Birch with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Over to Simon. And in creation's three ball, gets the bounce. It's good. Smith with the ball for Delta. Over to Porter. Porter inside to Kuda. Kuda in the paint. One-hander, no good. Rebound Bulldogs. Up ahead to Birch. Birch across the time stripe. 2:27 left in the game. Delta with a comfortable 54-36 lead. And this one's going to go out of bounds off of the Bulldogs as they tried to work it back to the near court. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Bulldogs. Smith. Delta works it around the perimeter. Porter kicks it over to Smith on the right side back to Porter. Porter spots up for an increasing three ball. It's good. Back on the other end, shot's no good by Wright. Kuda going to have the basketball, and she's going to travel. And in creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Palisade's going to have the ball stolen by Geyer up ahead to Porter. Porter makes the save to Geyer. Geyer Ben makes the save that to Summers, and Delta's got the ball on the perimeter. Porter to Smith. Smith over to Kuda. Kuda thought about it. Thought about the shot from outside the arc instead. Drives to the basket, and she'll miss the bucket, miss the lay-in. And Birch, as she's bringing it up the left side, is going to step on the sideline and out of bounds. Turnover back to Delta. Delta Cabinet Company's cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So the seniors will be pulled off the floor to a round of applause with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Kylie Huff to Wilson. Over to Kohick, back to Wilson. Wilson is going to travel. Turn the ball over. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. But the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Palisades likes to work it inside. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Kohick. To Allbird, now back to Kohick. Kohick will travel. Less than 60 seconds left in the game. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Listen, Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Palisades tries to get it in the lane. Shots missed by Anowich. And Delta's going to get the rebound. And back on the other end, Allbird's going to have her first 2 points of the game. Saudi Steel and Machine, three ball from Simons, back on the other end by Palisades. And a travel going to be called on Delta. Janowicz with the basketball for the Bulldogs, 20 seconds left, to McCaskill in the corner. McCaskill's trap is going to be fouled by Wilson. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound from the Bulldogs. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Summers. Ball goes to Maestas. They work it inside to Wright, and it's good. Delta with the basketball. Huff, Greasy to Allbird. Allbird, one dribble, gets tied up at the buzzer. It's no good. And Delta's going to win this one 59-40 here on senior night. The player of the game, Erica Kuda. How could it not be? 22.7 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. Kayla Geyer, 6 points. Kaylin Porter, 6 points. An assist and a couple of steals. Kayla Miller with 4 points, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Taylor Summer, 4 points, 5 boards, and a steal. And I co-hit 2 points. Aubrey Frazier, 3 points and a board. Rayleigh Wilson, a couple points and a board. Ellie Hayes, 2 points. 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Brandon Huff, 2 points and a board. And Braden Allbird, 2 points, a rebound, and a rebound. Tara Smith, 2 points, a rebound, 3 assists, and a steal. Girls will be back in action tomorrow night as they will be at Grand Valley for a home for a game where Delta can clinch the league title. Tip-off scheduled for 6 p.m. I'll be streaming shortly before that. Once again, the final for the girls is Delta 59, Palisade 40. Stick around. My coverage of the boys taking on the Bulldogs is coming up. Plus, just in just a few minutes, I'll have Panther Pride. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. Newer pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
We're on Senior Night Time for Panther Pride. Panther Pride sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive. Truly, there was a couple of helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware. Help you with your next project. Real quick, wrestling's at Western Colorado University in Denison this weekend for regionals. Swimming's at State this weekend. Speech and debate is at Grand Junction on Saturday. And now, I am joined by Delta High School alum Jonathan Robinson. And John Robinson, great to have you with me. And you have come back to your alma mater and joined the boys basketball coaching staff and as assistant. As a volunteer assistant, what led to your decision in doing that?
Something that I've always wanted to be when I was younger is being a coach.
So before we talk about the team and some of these players, let's talk about you a little bit. You graduated in 2019, correct? And you went away to school.
Yep.
But tell us a little bit about that experience.
I really enjoyed being able to play college level and coming back here. I'm still doing school online, but I'm working for the great money.
So you're talking about college, and your college coach is actually here tonight because he is coaching Palisade. So you talked a little bit about the seniors on this team, and Coach Ames and Coach Hamm and I have talked this year about how this team is very similar to the team your senior year in that everybody kind of has a role on the team. It's a team full of role players, and everybody has accepted that role and bought in and has played team basketball. And obviously the seniors provide that leadership to the younger kids on how to play this game in this system. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, when I graduated, a great coach is going to help kids enjoy the game of basketball.
I'm also grateful for my coaches. Yep. I can't thank you guys enough for this amazing time and helping me grow.
Well, and I think they have a great another great coach with the addition of you to this team. So thank you for joining me for Panther Pride. It's been great catching up with you, and you and I have obviously talked a lot this season. So good luck the rest of the way, and go enjoy senior night.
Good talk to you.
Terry's assistant coach, Jonathan Robinson, a Delta alum, he's come back to his alma mater to help coach the boys basketball team that he had fun playing on in his years here at Delta. So we'll take another break as they continue senior night festivities here in the Panther Den. And when I come back, I will have the boys basketball pregame. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Greenance Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. Newer, pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Thank you. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Bay Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton from Fremax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helden Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmanMotorShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Welcome back to the Panther Den as the boys get set to face the Palisade Bulldogs. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 to get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The boys got Fruta on Tuesday, 81-57. A couple of bench players led the way for the Panthers as Brendan Bear had 16 points and 7 boards, while Rylan Bynum poured in 10 with 2 boards and an assist. The boys will still fit in good shape in the Western Slope League at 4-2 as they play another non-league game tonight against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are 9-9 overall, coming off a 66-59 loss to Steamboat on Saturday. The Bulldogs are led by senior Donovan Maestas, who averages 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. Take a look at the lineups now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. Do a pre-owned. It's either the shop, save, and die from Hellman Motor Company. They've got a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Taking a look at the non-starters for the Bulldogs. Number 1, Julio Rodriguez. Number 4, Lucas Perry. Number 10, Hunter Wagner. Number 11, Justin Sanchez. Number 12, Jorge Mendoza. Number 15, Donovan Maestas. Number 30, Riker Harsha. Number 32, Kevin Edwards. Number 33, Duncan Edwards. Number 34, Zach Anderson. Number 40, LJ Ballinger. Number 41, Gunnar Stafford. And number 45, Nick Samuels. The Bulldogs led by head coach Corey Hitchcock. Delta non-starters tonight on senior night. Number one, Job Rosales. Number 4, Connor Workman. Number 5, Braden Sprout. Number 12, Rylan Bynum. number 15, Tucker Johnson, and number 22, Easton Bear, the starters for the Panthers. Number 2, Johnny Gossi. Number 10, Landon Clay. Number 11, Diego Gutierrez. Number 21, Brendan Bear. And number 33, Hunter Goff. So, not your normal starting lineup that we've seen so far this season, but the seniors, it's senior night, so the seniors going to be in that starting lineup. Head Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and curtains for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and drip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. So Delta should match up pretty well with this Palisade squad. As I mentioned, Delta is 4-2, good for third in league. They're hoping to finish as high as second. I don't think anyone can beat Aspen this year, so Delta would finish behind them and get a home game for the first round of district. And home games are important in the postseason. Obviously, if Delta wins that first game, they'd advance to play at Central High School that Friday and Saturday. And just so we're clear, that's going to be the 1st and 2nd of March, I believe, for the district tournament. SPA announcer in high school football, Paul Sheen, finishing up starting lineups now for the Panthers, and as he does, we are going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Taco Jack is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It should show you for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsJoe.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Back here, the Panther Den, finishing up starting lineups, and honorary senior Nathan Scharnhorst introduced along with the starting lineup. Nathan's been a part of this basketball team the last 3 years and suffered an injury during his football season that ended in both his football and basketball seasons this year. Getting ready for tip-off. Brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So it looks like Jocelyn will be tipping for Delta, and Ryder Mancuso for the Bulldogs. Starters again for Palisade, Gerardo Marquez, Nick Campbell, Paul Stanky, Josh Sotto, and Ryder Mancuso. Palisade will control the jump. Shot by Sotto, no good, and a rebound by Clay. Delta moving right to left. Justine looking to drive the lane, can't get it to go, off the glass. And Gutierrez comes up with the rebound, put back, no good, rebound Palisade. Going to be Marquez. Dishing it to Campbell. Back to Marquez. Now Stanky. Over to Campbell on the right side. Now Marquez at the top. Back to Campbell. Campbell moves to his left. Gets it in the hands of Stanky. They work it in the paint to Sotto. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound there. Clay will bring it up for the Panthers. Clay to the right. Dishes to Gutierrez. Gutierrez in the paint. Loses it. Gets it to Goff, though. Goff can't get it to go off the front iron. The team splitter for Goff. No good. Up ahead to Campbell for the Bulldogs.
Shot's no good. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, rematch Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with rematch Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience from Dutch County Real Estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. For Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So Campbell makes the first, gets Palisade on the board. This is the second. Bulldogs lead 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Play to Gutierrez, or to Godfrey and Johnny G. Looking for some space to operate. Gets in the lane, spins, jumper, no good. Rebound there, who has a Bulldog over his back. First foul called on Marquez, and Delta will have the basketball. They'll stack it up here on the inbound. It's going to go to Bear on the right side. Now Clay back to Gutierrez on the right corner. Gutierrez looking to dribble drive, gets in the lane, kicks it out to Goff on the left side. Now Gassine. Gassine looking for a screen, gets one, goes behind the back on the crossover. And he'll be called for the charge. That'll be Johnny G's second foul. So he'll be subbed out for Braden Sprout. Brand Mason Motorsports substitution. Marquez to Stanky, over to Marquez. They work it inside to Zotto. Shot no good. Foul on the rebound. Delta will have possession. Foul going to be called on Zotto. That's his first. Dowdy Spin Machine inbound for the Panthers. It'll go to Clay. Clay long pass up ahead to Sprout. Sprout in the lane. Now kicks it out to Goff. Goff now back inside the Bear. Bear can't get the baby hook to go. Rebound Palisade. Bulldogs back the other direction now. Bulldogs in trouble. And a foul called in front of the Delta bench. They disagree with that, but they're going to say Goff bumps Marquez to force him out of bounds. So that'll be the first foul on Hunter and the third team foul on Delta. Palisade's got two. They Estes spots up and increases three ball from the right elbow. No good. Clay with the rebound. Up ahead to Gutierrez, who tries to get it underneath to Bear, and Palisade steals it. Marquez over to Maestas. Maestas to Marquez at the top. Marquez over to Campbell on the left side. Back to Marquez. Now Campbell. Marquez over to Maestas on the right elbow. Inside to Zotto. Zotto back out to Maestas. Maestas in the lane. They get it underneath to Stanky. They'll have the hoop in the arm. That'll be the first foul called on Brendan Bear. Excuse me, actually going to be called on Landon Clay. That'll be his first. And Rylan Bynum will be in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Need help to relax with Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Not the pain or stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Thank you, makes you and one. Delta has the ball stolen on the other end, and Palisade converts in transition. Palisade with a 6-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta trying to work the ball up the court once again and throw it out of bounds. Tucker Johnson subs in for the Panthers in the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Palisade almost threw that away, but Campbell able to recover it.
They get it over to Zotto in the corner, trying to work it inside to Stanky. They go back out to Zotto. Zotto drives. Shot's going to be blocked. And out of bounds off of, they're going to say it's off of, Dallas third, so Delta will have the basketball. And a foul going to be called on, looks like Marquez, as Bynum's trying to take it up the far sideline. Got a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Bulldogs as Mendoza comes into the game. Landing Clay with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Bynum in the backcourt. Bynum. Guarded by Stanky. And he gets it in the lane. Runner no good. Fight for the loose ball. And they're going to stay out of bounds off the Delta. 4-7 left in the first. 6-0 Palisade on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Palisade working it around the perimeter. They work it into Stanky, back out and around. Now inside to Mendoza. Loose ball. Tucker Johnson comes up with it. Johnson stops. Runner. No good. Rebound will play at the top. They go in the paint to Bear. Brendan off the glass. That's Brendan's first 2 points of the game. And Delta's got their first points at 6-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3.5 left in the first. Marquez, skip pass to Bayes to stay in place. Three ball no good. Rebound, Brendan Bear. Long pass up ahead to Sprout off the ground. And Brady's on the board with 2 points, and Delta's got a 2-point deficit. Palisade works their way into a trap on the baseline. Now they kick it around and back out. A foul going to be called on Delta, which actually might be good for the Panthers because Campbell had a clear line in the lane to the hoop had Delta not fouled. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Bulldogs, Julio Rodriguez into the game. Daddy Steel Machine inbound goes to Rodriguez deep. Now over to Marquez. Marquez. Long pass over to Maestas. Maestas in the lane. And he gets to go. He may have rolled his ankle or pulled a groin, I'm not sure. As Bynum trying to get it up the near sideline, he's bumped by Marquez. And Marquez called for his second foul. That'll be the 14th foul on the Bulldogs. Delta has 5. Marquez doesn't quite understand that call. Spider-Man Cuso back into the game for the Bulldogs on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Sprout to Johnson in the left corner. Johnson in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Palisade. Long pass. Up ahead. And now Maestas. A&M traces three ball. No good. Man Cuso. Excuse me. Maestas. Can't get the putback. And Tucker Johnson comes away with the board. Brendan Bear in the paint, working tough. Turn around jumper, good. 8-6 Palisade on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little miss of 2 left in the first. Mendoza over to Rodriguez. And in creation, 3 ball way off the mark. Rebound Palisade. The putback good by Maestas. Find him. Bynum looks to take it. Nope. This is to Bear. Brendan will be fouled in the lane. And so Delta will have possession. Both teams have 5 team fouls. It'll be the first on Rodriguez for the Bulldogs. Inbound goes to Bear, and now they work it to play. Now Johnson in the lane. He has a shot blocked. Palisade comes up with the ball. It's going to be Rodriguez. Now in the paint to Maestas. Shot no good. Rebound Johnson. Seltzer with the basketball. Tucker Jerry back to Clay at the top. Clay will dribble back toward midcourt. Clay directs in traffic to his right. Dishes to Sprout. Sprout baseline over to Johnson. A&N Jason three ball from the left corner. Scored. Tucker Jerry's bread and butter, that left corner three. Palisade works it inside, now back out. Now they go back in and out. Now back out, that's Rodriguez on the perimeter now. Now right side. Now Rodriguez at the top. Over to Maestas on the left side, looks to drive. And Johnson's going to come away with the steal. Delta back on the other side. Bynum and increases. T-ball no good. Rebound Palisade. 42 seconds left. Long pass up ahead. Going to be safe from going out of bounds. Now worked into the paint by Perry. Shot no good. Rebound Palisade. Who's in the horn? And creations on Maine and Delta's voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and More. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Give them a stop at 305 Main Street where they're making dining experiences. Free throw no good. Delta with the rebound back on the other end. Bynum can't get his shot to go and Palisade comes up with the ball. They work it underneath to Mantuso, who's going to dribble it off his leg and out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution has Easton Bear and Connor Workman check into the game for the Panthers. 18.9 seconds left in the first. Palisade leads 12-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum gets it over to Sprout, who tries to get it up ahead to Workman, but this one's going to be stolen, and Sprout is going to steal it right back from Palisade. Now he's going to go underneath to Workman. It's good for two. At the buzzer, shot's no good by Palisade. And for the first quarter, Palisade leads 12-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, grain service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta will have possession to start the second quarter. Palisade with a one-point advantage, 12-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So far, Brendan Bear leading the way for the Panthers, 4 points, three boards. Inbound goes to Bynum in the deep backcourt. He'll bring it up. Bynum looking to dribble, drive, spins, kicks it out to Sprout. Sprouty looking to drive in the paint. And a foul going to be called. That's going to be the first foul called on Maestas. Both teams have 16 fouls. Next one will send one team into the bonus. Sprout in the lane. Sprout is going to be called for the charge. And that's going to send the Bulldogs to the line for 1-1. Delta Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. My mistake on a charge. You don't go to the line for it. And in creation, three ball, a Palisades. Nick Campbell, no good. Rebound Easton there, and Delta back the other direction. It's going to be Bynum in the lane. Who's in the high? Right on his first 2 points of the game.
Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. The end one, Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw from Bynum. No good. Rebound there. Easton puts it back, can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball. Palisade will come up for it with it. It's going to be Stanky. Over to Maestas. Maestas almost has it stolen by Gossine, but Johnny G's going to foul, and we'll get a Grand Mason Motorsports substitution as play will check in for Johnny. Maestas to the line for 1-1. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving Delta, the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. But to Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Maestas misses. Easton Bear comes up with the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Ryland Bynum, who drives the lane. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound Palisade as they're trying to get it out from underneath their basket. Stanky's going to stumble. The ball's going to go roll out of bounds, and Delta will have possession with a one-point advantage, 13-12 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Inbound goes to Clay. Clay will drive the lane. Stops. It traveled. It wasn't called. Sprout in the right corner. Now he'll get in the lane. They work it underneath the Bear. Easton off the glass, and those are Bear's first 2 points. And now Bynum with the skip. The foul called on Palisade. I believe that is Maestas, and Palisade can't believe it. Both teams with 18 fouls. Delta's going to go to the line for 1-1, and more specifically, Ryland Bynum. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. That's a cabinet company. And Bynum drains the front end of the 1-1. See what he can do here with his second. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw. He makes it. Set to lead 17-12 on the Sun Tower Room scoreboard. 6:32 left in the half. Tucker Johnson back into the game in the Grand Mason Motorsports substitution. Excuse me. As the pocket of, I believe that was Mendoza, and then, excuse me, that's Sanchez who will be called for the foul on the other end. That's Sanchez's first, and Saudi to the line for 1-1. Excuse me, it's going to be 2 Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Hair designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. Flatness is the first, makes the second. Palisade with the ball back on their end. Sanchez on the right elbow over to Marquez. Marquez will throw it away, trying to get it to Campbell. It'll go off of Campbell and out of bounds. Looks like we're going to get some 2-1-2 pressure. No, we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Palisade. So Delta down 6-0 early and have battled back. They're now up by 6 themselves, 18-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 6:05 left in the half. Has the Panther Pride marching band in the house tonight and playing some Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. Delta with possession. After the timeout, Workman with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound to Clay. Clay across the time stripe, Clay to the right side. They work it to a cutting But he can't get it to go. Sanchez back on the other end. This is the easy lay-in in transition, and Easton Bear comes up with the board. Back on the other end, Workman will be called for the foul. Excuse me, the travel. And Delta will turn the ball back over to the Bulldogs. Hunter Goss in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Josh Zotto in for the Bulldogs. Marquez to bring it up over to Campbell now. Campbell on the right side inside to Stanky. Stanky lobs it to Mendoza. They get it back out to Marquez. Marquez will be fouled by Goff as he goes baseline. And Marquez will go to the line for two. Greg and Chris Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Actually, it's going to be 1-1. Both teams in the bonus now. Marquez can't get the front end. Battle for that loose ball, and Easton Bear able to come up with it with the outstretched arm. Gets it to Tucker Johnson, who misses the aid and creation three ball. And Palisade now zips it underneath to Stanky. He gets the high percentage bucket off the glass. Delta leads 4-18-14 on the Sun Carlos Arena scoreboard. 5:10 left in the half. They work it in the paint to Bear. Bear backs his way in. Turn around jumper. No good. Rebound Johnson. He'll be fouled as he tries to put it back. And Tucker J to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Second foul called on Zotto. Tucker drains the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Brendan Bear subs in for his cousin Easton. Brendan honored between the girls and boys basketball game tonight as a senior on this team. Tucker makes the second. Tucker J, 4 points on the night. One of three. Panthers with four. Campbell over to Mendoza. Mendoza dishes out to Marquez. Marquez with a ball fake. Long slip pass to Campbell. Campbell in the lane. They go underneath. That one's going to be stolen by Johnson. Now Clay will bring it up. Over to Johnson. Johnson in the lane. Loses the handle. Can't get it back before it goes out of bounds. And a turnover to Palisade. 6-point advantage for Delta. 20-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 4:40 left in the half. Campbell over to Mendoza. Now they get it over to Marquez. Back to Campbell at the top. Mendoza on the right elbow inside to Zotto. Now Stanky with the turnaround jumper. It's good. A little pressure from Marquez, but he'll back it off, and Clay brings it up. Clay dishes to Goff. Goff inside the Bear. Brendan can't get the hook to go off the glass. Goff. But Hunter to the line for two. Gray and Christian Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. That'll be the first foul called on Paul Stanky. Hunter drains the first. Gray and Christian Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. Then they throw to switch substitutions now. They ask this for the Bulldogs, Bynum for the Panthers. Goff with 2 points now on the afternoon or evening or night, however you want to look at it. Just north of four here in the first half. Mendoza, long pass to Marquez. Marquez back to Mendoza on the right side. Excuse me, that's Maestas. He's in the paint. Kicks it out to Marquez. Left side tries to dribble. Long pass to Maestas. Maestas in the paint and he'll... A whistle and a delayed call. But the official here on just in front of the Panther bench signaled travel, so turnover back to Delta. Clay, long pass to Johnson in the corner and out of bounds off of Mendoza. He ends up in girls head coach Kyle Crowder's lap. Kyle just trying to protect his daughter over there. Bynum drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Going to go out of bounds off of Brendan Bears trying to get the rebound. 3:35 left in the half. Delta leads 22-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.
Marquez over to Maestas. Maestas to Campbell around to Marquez on the left side. They're going to lob it over to Campbell on the right. Now Maestas at the top. He'll drive the lane. Picks up his dribble in traffic. Back out to Marquez now underneath Pizzotto. Campbell. Maestas. Maestas over to Marquez. Marquez. Good defense by Deltas. Bulldogs work it around again. Marquez and Jason Sleeball. And Brendan Baird comes down with the board. Brendan's fifth unofficially. As Clay's trying to work it up, loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. Julio Rodriguez steps back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Chez will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Over to Campbell. Work it in this side to Mendoza. Now over to Marquez. Now the top and Rodriguez. He drives the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Goff. Goff dribbles out and then gives it to Clay. Clay quickly up the court. They go underneath to Baird. A little too hard on the pass. Baird gets it back after it bounces out of his hands. He goes strong to the hoop. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Kristen Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. That'll be the second foul called on Julio Rodriguez. And this is the first Greg and Kristen Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw. So makes the second, though. Brendan's got five. And Marquez will quickly bring it up across the time stripe. Over to Maestas. Maestas quickly into the lane. Tries to get it underneath to Zotto. And Delta's going to get the ball on the steal. Up ahead to Bear. Can't get the bucket in transition, but he'll go to the line for two. Brady and Christian Stratman. C-Max Mountain West free throws. Delta leads 23-16 so far on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:14 left in the first half. Bear misses the first. Grand Mason Motorsports substitution. Lucas Perry back into the game for the Bulldogs. Brendan will make the second. Maestas with the ball. Gets into the paint. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Johnson. Up ahead to Bear in the paint. Shot no good, but he's going to go back. For two, Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Tough Texas Basketball presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance is local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry at his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Excuse me there. Brendan makes the first and the second. So Bear with eight on the night so far, a little less than two here in the first half. Campbell to Rodriguez. Over to Marquez on the left side, long pass to Rodriguez on the right. He's going to drive baseline, kicks it back out to Campbell at the top. Now Marquez on the left elbow, long pass to Rodriguez. Now back to Campbell at the top. Campbell fakes the pass, now goes inside to Perry. Jumper from just beyond the free throw line is good. And 90 seconds left in the first half. Bynum drives the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Palisade. Palisade's got a 3-on-2 on the other end. And they convert. Campbell with the easy bucket. Delta leads 26-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay drives the lane and will be called for the charge. He cannot believe it, but regardless, it'll be Lando's second. 108 left in
the first pass. South leads 26-20 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Rodriguez to Marquez over to Campbell. Now into the right corner. Mendoza drives, kicks it over to Marquez on the other side. Excuse me, that's Mendoza. He'll be fouled by Goff. Actually, that'll be called on Clay. It's his third, and both teams in the double bonus now, so Mendoza will go to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton. C-Max Mountain West free throws. He goes the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Peyton Spratt will check in for Landon Clay. 52.7 seconds left in the first half. And Marquez gets the second. So it's a 4-point advantage for Delta in the final seconds of the half. Sprout to bring it up. Some 2-2-1 pressure. Now Bynum. Bynum looks to drive. Loses the handle. It's going to be tipped up by Johnson. Over to Sprout. And in creation, three ball no good. Rebound Bear. Put back no good. Bear gets it again. That one's no good. Bear hits the deck. In transition, it's going to be Rodriguez. Can't get the short jumper. Rebound Rodriguez. Going to throw it away. It's going to go up. There's a battle for the loose ball in that far corner there. And it's going to be a Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Delta. So a lot of ball movement there as Palisade had gotten the rebound and tried to kick it out into the far corner there, and the ball got batted around just a little bit and ended up rolling out of bounds off of Palisade. A tough call to make down there by the official, and Palisade didn't like it. So 22.4 seconds left in the half. Delta leads 26-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Coming up at halftime, I hope to have a conversation with Delta Girls head coach Cal Crowder, who scored his 100th win tonight in his coaching career. Bynum with the basketball for the Panthers. Bynum. Find him on the right side, looks to dribble drive. Spins, shot no good, and a charge called on Ryland. So 10 seconds left, and we'll get a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Justin Sanchez checks into the game for the Panthers. Excuse me, for the Bulldogs. Marquez will pick up the ball. And now ahead to Mendoza. Now Campbell. And around the outside, Marquez. Long pass to Maestas. Now at the buzzer, it was Sanchez. So at the end of the half, Delta leads 26-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, I'll get that interview. The girls head coach, Kyle Crowder, you're with Mid-Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Gary Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
So
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Mark Tanner back with you in the Panther Den. I'm here with Delta Panthers Gold head coach Kyle Crowder. And Kyle, a great win tonight, and you've recorded your 100th win in your coaching career. How does that feel?
I feel great. You know, this is my 100th win here at Delta High School with the Hartley Gold. We've been close to 250 overall for the boys and girls together. So it's just been a great run. I'm excited about the future goals.
Let's talk about the seniors. Of course, it's senior night, and the one senior that stood out all season, Erica Duda, probably had her best game of the season tonight.
Yeah, you know, Erica is just so talented, and she was just checking inside and getting the opportunities, and I mean, she piled up about 20 in the first half, and he just didn't get her the ball quite as much in the second half. So, you know, a night like tonight, we just want to celebrate the seniors and get everybody lots of opportunities to get out on the floor and do the things they do. And so our rotation is a little off, but we'll be ready to go. We'll be a little better tomorrow.
So, you know, you mix up the rotations a little bit, but I think that kind of works for this team. They get a little more experience playing with different people on the court, and because you never know who you're going to end up on the court with sometimes. Going down the stretch.
Yeah, for sure. We kind of talked about that before the game. We're kind of plug and play. You know, it doesn't matter which five girls step out there. They all understand their job. They all understand what they've got to do to work together as a unit defensively. And we're able to accomplish a lot regardless of which jerseys out there.
So, big game coming up tomorrow. It's against Grand Valley at their place. You win this game, you clinch the, will this be our fourth league title in a row?
So, I think definitely it's a game that we should win. You know, we've watched them on film and kind of know what they look like. And, I mean, there's just not very many people around the league that have an answer for that to see them. So, you know, the combination of that plus the things that we've been doing with the rest of the team, I think that we're going to have a great opportunity to be in that one.
So you've got Grand Valley and then Hotchkiss and then it's districts. Let's talk about districts a little bit, not to look ahead, but you know, you win tomorrow, you clinch the league title, you'll get the number one seed in district. What does that mean, getting the number one seed in district? It's obviously a home game in the first game, but how important is that to your team?
You know, we always want to win every game we can win. You know, but going good as far as the first team, second team, whatever, you know, this team is the team to beat. You know, it doesn't really matter which team lines up across from us. If we go out and play our best, I think we're going to have the advantage. You know, we get a home game for that Tuesday night, which is kind of nice to be at home, don't have to travel, and then kind of be geared up and ready for Friday, Saturday. So being the one seed, you get a little better time on Friday night, so I think that's an advantage. And, I mean, I just believe that these girls feel like that they can win every game, so what would happen to get points can be if we walk out there and we play what we're capable of. We don't have a lot to worry about.
One last thing. Senior Taya Smith cleared the play tonight. Obviously, her knee was wrapped up quite heavily, but she got some good minutes out. How important was it for her, and how important is it for you to see somebody like that who's been so important to this club get a chance to play on senior night?
It's just so rewarding to see that. You know, she's been working hard all season long, trying to get herself back into shape, and kind of anticipating this one. You know, there's just a lot of momentum that we can build and a lot of emotion that we can build off of in those kind of situations. You know, she's just kind of a rah-rah kid anyway, and she's just been that from the sidelines. So now having her out on the court, I mean, just giving us a little extra prep, and I think that's going to help us. You know, and it's not just emotional with her. She's a talented individual, and she can come in and score, she can defend a little. So, I mean, we could definitely utilize her if we get the situation for sure.
Great, Kyle. Good luck tomorrow night, and look forward to talking to you then. Thanks a lot. Girls head coach Kyle Crowder, after a big victory over Palisade tonight, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Gary Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and zip nails. Plus, body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers. Gary Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Talking to the President, Mark Cantor with you at halftime. Boys lead the Bulldogs 26-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taking a look at some of the first half stats. Before I get to that, the interview with girls head coach Kyle Crowder brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with Capital Line Appliances for over 72 years. So she's given a friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So those stats, Brendan Bear had a good first half, 8.5 boards. Tucker Johnson, 4 points, 4 boards. Ryland Bynum had 4 points. Clayton Sprout had 3 points, 3 assists, and a steal. Easton Bear, a couple of points and 5 boards. Hunter Goff, 2 points and a rebound. Connor Workman also had a couple of points. So, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Palisade jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and Delta clawed their way back into it and ended up leading at the half here by 4, 26-22. And it's been a good game. Back and forth, both teams kind of slugging it out a little bit. So it's been a lot of fun to call. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this basketball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer of State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, Green Max Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
All ready to start the second half. Bulldogs will have the ball. I have to admit, the officials have been pretty consistent tonight with their calls. Made for a good basketball game. Marquez to start, as it looks like Delta's normal starters will be on the court for the start of the second half. And a quick bucket from Zotto will pull the Bulldogs within two. So it'll be Gossine, Clay, Johnson, Easton Bear, and Sprout on the floor for the Panthers. And Sprouty drives the lane, puts it up. It's no good, and there's bodies flying everywhere. Braden going to be called for the charge. Palisade will have the Doughty Steel Machine inbound. Marquez over to Campbell. Campbell to Stankey at the top, around to Marquez on the left side, long pass to Stankey. They try to go inside, and there will steal it. Easton gets it to Clay. Clay to Gossine. Gossine in the lane. Stops, pops, shot no good. Rebound, Tucker Johnson can't get it to go off the glass. Follows his shot, gets it back. The putback no good, but Tucker to the line for two.
A couple of Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, the combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-3734. 970-216-0274. Tucker drains both shots and Delta back up to a 4-point advantage, 28-24 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bulldogs with the basketball. Mayes just trying to get around Sprout, and that'll be Braden Turd. That'll draw the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution from the Panthers, as Rylan Bynum will spell Sprouty. Mayes just gets the ball. Gets it to Campbell on the left elbow. Campbell. To Maestas, they work around back to Marquez, now long pass to Campbell. Maestas at the top, Maestas. Outlet to Campbell. Back to Maestas, now Campbell on the left elbow, looks to drive, elbows his way in, and then gets it underneath to Mancuso. Misses both shots. As Ethan Bear blocked them both, and Clay down at the other end as he ends up with the loose ball. Can't make the shot, but the foul going to be called. Is this going to be on the floor? It is. It'll be the fourth one on Maestas. The Palisade fans not happy with that call at all. Celtic gets it around the perimeter. Tucker J from his favorite spot, the right corner. No good. Maestas stops. Pop. No good. Rebound. Bynum. Bynum, inside the arc, gets it in the paint to Johnson. Tucker J with the left-handed hook. Tucker with eight. Back on the other end for Palisade, in the paint to Spanky. Can't get the shot to go, and Johnson will have the rebound. Justine tries a bullet pass. Going to be knocked away by Marquez, but Johnny G gets it back, gets in the paint. Turnaround jumper, they'll call the travel. Too much foot movement. Marquez will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Over to Campbell. Campbell. To Mendoza, back to Marquez on the right. Over to Maestas in the right corner, and he's going to throw this one away as it goes over and back. Delta will have it off the turnover, and we'll get a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Lucas Perry back into the game for the Bulldogs. Teddy Steel machine inbound goes to Tucker Johnson, who finds Bear in the paint. High percentage lay-in off the glass. And Stacy spots up for an AM Creations three ball. No good. Rebound play. Lob pass up ahead to Bynum. Bynum now drives the lane, and a travel called is Mendoza hit the floor, and there should have been a foul there somewhere, but regardless, Palisade ball with a little less than five left in the third. Delta leads 32-24 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and Bear's going to have the block on that shot, but Palisade will get it back. Mendoza from the free throw line misses, and Bear will have the rebound again. Bynum lets him drive the lane, kicks it out to Johnson, who's in the lane. Loose ball, Bynum comes up with it. Over to Clay, A&M Creations, three ball, no good. Rebound to Palisade. Think he'll bring it up for the Bulldogs. Over to Campbell in the left corner, he's going to drive the lane, they work it underneath. That ball going to be stolen by Johnson. Up ahead to Bynum, Bynum drives the lane. His shot's going to be blocked. Tucker Johnson gets the loose ball, kicks it out to Gossine, who gets to the lane, and then gets it
kicked out to Bynum. Bynum over to Gustine. Gustine to Bynum. Bynum now directing traffic. Now he's going to drive the lane. Ryland is going to have a shot blocked. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Brendan Baer comes in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 3:51 left in the third. Delta leads 32-24 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Marquez to Campbell. Campbell dribbles out, now gets it to Mendoza. Mendoza over to Stanky on the left side. Stanky to Campbell. Excuse me, that's Perry at the top. Over to Marquez on the right side. Long strip pass to Campbell on the left elbow. Now Mendoza at the top. Mendoza looking to line, kicks it out to Mendoza. And Perry's shot was blocked. But instead, they're going to call a foul on Delta, and it'll send Perry to the line for two Grand Mesa Motor, or excuse me, Greg and Christy Stratton and free throws. Second foul called on Johnson. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They've got a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy to drop off and pick up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway Flank 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Perry going to miss the first one. So Brain the 7-point lead for Delta, 32-25 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Bynum dashing up the right sideline, gets it in the paint to Baer. Baer misses, gets the rebound and the putback. Brendan with 10 now on the night. Palisade nearly throws it away. Instead, Stanky grabs it. Now around the perimeter. Marquez on the left side. Back to Stanky at the top. Stanky spins in the lane. You go underneath to Rodriguez. It's a high percentage bucket. Excuse me, that's Mendoza. Close. Up ahead to Baer. Baer works into the paint. Tries to get it underneath. Loose ball. Stolen by Perry. Perry back the other way. Two on two. Back kicks it back out. Campbell in and creates three ball. No good. Rebound Stanky. Bulldogs still have possession. They get it in the paint to Perry. Perry loses the handle but gets it back, kicks it out to Marquez. Marquez underneath to Mendoza. And Mendoza will get it to go off the glass. 34-29 Delta on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. 2:15 left in the third. Clay in the lane. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Going to be on the Bulldogs. It'll be the first foul called on Perry. And Delta will have the ball under their basket. Inbound goes to Johnson. They work it around the perimeter. Clay. They try to go underneath the Baer. Brendan going to be called for the travel. He got stuck in between a couple of Bulldogs. And Coach Rob Ames is going to call the Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines and today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified specialized in ATV snowmobile service and repair. This is 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Delta, 5-point lead, 34-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little more than 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Delta's going to have Brendan Baer, Workman, Johnson, Clay, and Bynum on the court. Palisade with possession out of the timeout. Marquez over to Stanky on the right side. Stanky skip past to Marquez back on the left. Marquez back to Stanky on the right. Thought about spotting up for an 8 inch creation 3 ball. Back to Marquez on the left side. He'll drive. Now back out to Stanky. Stanky, 8 inch creation 3 ball. No good. But a foul going to be called on Workman. And Stanky the blinds for three, count them, three, Greg and Krista Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta with a 5-point lead. We'll see what Stinson can do here. Rattles in the first. Takes the second. He makes the last one. Palisade will be back within two. Johnny Gostine checks back into the game in the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. And Stanky makes all three of his Greg and Christy Stratton Remax Mountain West free throw. 34-32 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta quickly moves the ball up the court. Johnny Gostine calling the play. Looks for a screen. Now over to Workman in the right corner. Inside the bear. He's too hard to the on the shot. It's no good. Tackle time jump ball called. Delta going to have the possession. Palisade does not like the jump ball calling. There was an over the back that wasn't called. Gossine inside the paint to Johnson. Turnaround 10 footers good for Tucky Jays. Tucker with 10. Spanky drops it off to Campbell. Campbell moving to his left. Now he's back to the top of the key. Over to Spanky on the right side. Spanky in the paint. That looks like a travel, not called. As Palisade back out on the perimeter. Campbell to Lucas. Over to Spanky. Loose ball. And it's going to be picked up by Johnson. Gossine, 49 seconds. Gossine gets the screen from Tucker J. Picks up his dribble. Now to Workman. Workman inside to Johnson. Johnson in the paint. No good. Rebound there. Put back, no good. And now Palisade back the other direction. Outlet to Marquez and a travel call. So a turnover back to Delta. 29 seconds left in the third. That seemed to bring it up for the Panthers. Johnny G gets it across the time stripe. Now he's going to drive. Kicks it out to Goff inside to Bear. Bear can't get it to go off the glass. He'll get his rebound back, and they're going to call it over the back this time against Brendan. So it'll be the 15th foul on Delta, only the first on Brendan. Marquez will get the basketball, 14 seconds left. Stanky on the left side. Stanky in the paint. Follow-away jumper, no good. Rebound goes to Marquez. Now Campbell at the top of the key. And Johnny G with an emphatic block to end the third quarter. Delta leads 36-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Canner back with you in the Panther Den for the final stanza. Delta leads 36-32 in this game, and it's been a great game throughout. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance is your most trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the student section will be back on their feet, as they have been for the entire game. Bulldogs will have the ball to start the fourth. It'll be Bynum, Gossine, Goff, Brendan Bear, and Workman on the court for Delta. Campbell with the basketball. Campbell, crossover, picks up his dribble. They get it inside to Stanky. Stanky's going to have it knocked away by Gossein, and then it's going to go out of bounds off of Palisade. Penn Mason Motorsports substitution is Clay will be back on the court for the Panthers. Looks like we're going to get some man coverage now. Man press from the Bulldogs. Gossein going to get it up the court. Gossein in the paint, kicks it out to Goffin and creates a three ball. No good. Rebound Palisade. It's going to be Rodriguez. And that one's going to be stolen by Goff. Now Gossein up ahead to Goff. Goff stops. They work it in the paint to Bear. They kick it back out to Bynum. And Jason's three ball is good. Rodriguez with the chop. Now this one's going to go off of Marquez's foot, but back to Campbell. They kick it out to Rodriguez and increases three ball. No good. Rebound Stanky. Now Campbell back at the top. Over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez. Long skip pass to Marquez. He comes down with it. Back to Rodriguez on the right side. Campbell back to Marquez on the left side. They work it inside to Stanky. Stanky will get it to the left-hander off the glass. And Delta leads 39-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6.5 left in the game. Gossein. Stop, stop, stop the key. Aiden creates a three ball. No good. Rebound Stanky. Marquez now with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Campbell on the right side. Now Rodriguez dribbles out of the right corner. Marquez back at the top. And now Campbell on the right elbow. Campbell back to Marquez. Over to Rodriguez on the left elbow. He'll dribble back to his right. Now pass. Campbell, Marquez. Marquez long pass to Campbell. Aiden creates his three ball. No good. Rebound Goff. Back on the other end. And Delta, oh, has the ball go out of bounds. The Palisade with the ball, 5:45 left in the game. Delta leads 39-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Campbell will have the ball on the left elbow. They get it back to Campbell. And now Mendoza. Excuse me, that's Maestas. Ball popped up in the air and pulled down by Gossein. Over to Bynum on the left elbow. He's going to drive the paint. And he'll get it to go off the glass. A lot of contact there, but no foul called. Ryland's got 9. Campbell to Marquez. And Easton Bear comes up with the steal. Clay. A lot of contact, but he'll pass it off to Bear. Loose ball. Easton Bear comes up with it. Easton to Johnson, and a foul going to be called on Stanky. I know that'll be the 16th foul on the Bulldogs, the second on Paul Stanky, and Delta will have possession. But Braden Sprout checks into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. And we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Bulldogs. Taco Time, the quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Home of brand 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Can you help to relax? Let's face this, Nikki, at the Sunflower Room, melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Come and make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. 4:53 left in the game. Delta with a 7-point advantage, 41-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, I think the Panthers will have possession coming out of the timeout. It'll be Johnny G with the Dirty Stealing Machine inbound. It'll be Gossin, Easton, Bear, Clay, Sprout, and Johnson on the floor for the Panthers. Gossin. Inbound goes to Sprout. Sprout, now to Bear in the paint. Gets it to go. Easton's got six. Maestas now inside to Stanky. Stanky trapped in the corner. Loose ball and a travel called. And the Palisades fans very unhappy. Clay will bring the ball up for the Panthers. Clay picks up his dribble. Now outlet to Johnson, back to Clay on the right side. Clay to Johnson. Johnson with the high percentage bucket. Looks like it's going to be Rodriguez. Excuse me, that's Maestas in the lane, and they'll have the bucket. 4 minutes left in the game. 45-36 belt on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Johnson at the free throw line to the right corner in Sprout. Now back inside to Johnson, shot no good, and Bulldogs come up with the ball. Right corner to Marquez. Clark Braden at the hoop. Can't get the shot to go, but he's going to go to the line for two. Megan Christie Stratton and rematch Mountain West free throws. Beltace Hardware has been in business in serving the Delta community since 1915. Beltace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. But the help of folks at Delta's Hardware help you with your next project. Third foul called on Gerardo Marquez. Braden Sprout makes his first Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. Both teams with 5 team fouls apiece. And Braden gets the second. Sprouty's got 5 on the night. Quickly up the court. Maestas in the paint. Stanky on the left side. Now Marquez. Marquez. Long pass to Maestas. And in Jason's three ball. No good. Rebound. Bear. And he is fouled as he comes down with it. Foul going to be called on Ryder Mancuso. That'll be his third. Ryder Bynum will check in. Ryland Bynum. We'll check in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Landon Clay will catch his breath. Justine will bring it up for the Panthers. Justine guarded by Marquez. Justine moves to his left, kicks it out to Sprout. They go underneath to Bear. Bear in the paint, backs his way in. He's going to be called for the charge. We're 11 left in the game. Delta leads 47-36 on the Sunflower Rim scoreboard. First foul called on Easton Bear. Easton got 6 points and 6 boards in tonight's contest. As Palisade works it up to Maestas, and Maestas misses the layup. The Delta on the other end gets it ahead. Gets the bucket. Braden with 7. Stanky in the paint. They'll go underneath to Maestas. Maestas can't get it to go off the board. And Easton Bear will come up with the rebound. Now Bynum to Gossin. 2.5 minutes left. Gossin in the paint. Loses the dribble. Gets it back out to Bynum. Bynum to Bear. Easton, jump stop, turnaround jumper, no good off the front of the iron. He'll come up with the rebound, fights for it, dribbles. And now attack Easton. Here's my first question. How do you call a charge when you have an opponent wrapped around your ankle? And second, Easton was getting into the face with, I wasn't exactly sure who the Bulldog player was, but that's what got him the technical. It'll be the third foul on Bear. Easton will have a seat. Brendan will sub in for him. And now Rob Ames wants an explanation on the technical. As well as the charge, I'm sure. Sankey to the line for two on the technical. Since 1935, Dowdy's Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy's Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518 with Dowdy's Steel and Machine. The safety will make him post and pull his team within 11. 49-38 belt on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Palisade will also have the possession. Marquez, long pass to Campbell, A&M to Agent Seaball, and that's Maestas from the right side. Got the cabinet company timeout by the Bulldogs, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Riley State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Mark Tanner back with you in the Panther Den at Delta High School. 2:07 left in the game. Delta leads 49-41 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It's been wild down the stretch here, getting a little trippy. Easton Bear called with a technical. So Delta will have possession. Like we're going to get full from the Bulldogs. Find him with the Dowdy's Steel and Machine inbound. It goes to Gustine. Gustine dribbles out of the corner. Gustine gets by Marquez. Now he's in the lane. Underneath to Sprout. High off the glass. It's good. Sprouty with nine. Inside to Spanky. Back out to Maestas. Maestas drives the lane. They work it underneath to Mancuso. Still have the high percentage bucket. Inbound goes to Sprout. Sprout up the near side. Sprout going to be fouled. So he will go to the line for 1-1 as both teams are in the bonus now. Campbell called for his first. Clay checks back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 97 seconds left in the game. Sprout can't get the front end. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. 135 left in the game. Delta leads 51-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Palisade grinding to conserve time, rolling it in. Marquez picks it up and asks to spots up. Deep lob, Aiden Creason's three ball missed. And Johnson will come up with the rebound. Clay's going to be fouled by Campbell and Lando to the line for 1-1. That'll be the second foul called on Campbell. Clay gets the front end of the 1-1. We'll see what he does with the back end. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. It's a 10-point advantage to Delta. 53-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:24 left in the game. Marquez picks the ball up. Campbell in the lane. All the way to the hoop. Finger roll no good. And, it'll be Maestas to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. There's a third foul called on Tucker Johnson.
Hayden Creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Hayden Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. The Mask is going to make both of his free throws. More man pressure, inbound goes to Gustine, and he'll immediately be fouled by Marquez. So Johnny G to the line for 1-1. Gustine drains the first Dragon 50 shot in the rematch Mountain West free throw. Gets the second as well. Johnny G's first 2 points of the game. Again, Palisade rolls it in to conserve time. Gustine, Marquez gets it in the paint to Maestas. He's going to miss his shot. Rebound by Stanky. He'll be fouled on the putback. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and D-Max Mountain West free throws. Foul going to go on Brendan Bear. That'll be Brendan second. The Stanky off the back iron. This is the first. Delta's lead remains 10, 55-45 on the Sunfire Room scoreboard. He'll make the second, 55-46 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and that is still machine inbound immediately goes to Gustine, and Palisade immediately fouls. It'll be the 15th foul, or the 5th foul on Marquez, who's fouled out. So Justin Sanchez will sub in for him on the data, on the Grand Nation Motorsport substitution. Gustine to the line for two as both teams in the double now. Gustine hits it. And Johnny G will make the second as well. The Bulldogs at the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Campbell to Stanky. Over to Maestas. Maestas in the lane. Kicks it out to Sanchez. 8-inch rebound good. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Palisade. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's the shop saving vibes in Belden Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 76 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Back here in the Panther Den at Delta High School, I'm Mark Stanford. A little less than 60 seconds left in the game. Delta leads 57-49 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound underneath Palisades basket. Man, pressure now as Gustine gets the ball, and he will immediately be fouled by Sanchez. So Gustine will go to the line for two more Greg and Christian Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. First one's off. So
Johnny G gets the second. 5 points for Gossie now. Quickly up the court is Palisade. And Sprout will steal it. And then he'll be fouled by Sanchez. So Sprouty to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton. Rematch Mountain West free throws. That's good. So it's the second, and there's a lane violation somewhere on that. I think it was on Palisade. Is Gossino get the steal? And then be fouled, so he'll go to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratton, and Remax Mountain West free throws, 41.7 seconds left in the game. First one by Johnny G is good. Justin gets the second. Sanchez quickly up the court to Maestas, to now to Stanky. Now Maestas on the left side, and Jason's three balls good. 30 seconds left, Delta with the basketball, and Sprout will be fouled after the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Sprout to the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws, the fourth foul on Sanchez. The lefty Sprout will drain the first. Gets the second to rattle home as well. Maestas kicks it out to Sanchez. Zane and Tracy Streetball no good. And Stanky gets the rebound. Loose ball now and a foul going to be called on Josh. Nope, it's going to be on Palisade. It's going to be on Campbell. That'll be his fourth. As the Delta student section believes that we will win. 19 and a half seconds left. Delta leads 63-52 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Delta makes his first free throw. Can't get the second, rebound by the Bulldogs. And a block. Nope, they're going to say a foul on Gossine. As Mendoza took a long-range three. And A&M Creations on main three ball. So three shots forthcoming by Mendoza. All brought to you by Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West. He rattles the first one in and out. No good. Mendoza back irons the second. Also no good. 13.7 seconds left in the game. And Mendoza will make the third. As Gossine will get the inbound with 10 seconds left. Ball nearly stolen. Now it's a loose ball. Fight for it, and Sprout will come up with it. Sprout, 2 seconds, will dribble up the top past the timeline. And Delta will come away with the big victory here tonight. 64-53. Play of the game is going to be Braden Sprout. He had 13 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Tucker Johnson also had a real good game. 12 points, 8 rebounds, an assist, 3 steals, and a block. Brendan Bayer also with a good game.
10 points, 8 rebounds, and an assist. Easton Bear, 6 points, 7 boards, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Donnie Gossini, 8 points, rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Donald Workman with 2 points. Landon Clay, 2 points, 5 boards, and 2 assists. Hunter Goff had a couple of points, boards, and a steal. Once again, Panthers are on the road tomorrow night at Grand Valley. I'll be streaming a little before the girls tip at 2. Excuse me, at 6 p.m. Once again, the final score of tonight's boys' game, Delta 64, Palisade 53. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryan of State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.